And welcome back to In Touch. Joining us this morning, we have director Ejaz Khan. He is here to talk about his work in film, as well as the film that he is currently working on called Trapped, which is about human trafficking in the upper Midwest. He's also known as the director of Before They Vanish, which was released in 2022. Ejaz, how you doing this morning?
I am good, Adam. Thanks for having me here.
Appreciate you coming on. So before we get into Trapped and everything like that, please tell our listeners about yourself personally. How did you get into the film business? You know, what are some of the projects that you've been working on and whatnot? Just tell us a little bit about you.
Yeah, I'm going to make this really short. And so let me start with saying that I'm a fashion photographer in New York. I currently shoot fashion because everybody thinks that if I've moved on and done some work with filming, I've given up fashion, but I haven't. And at the same time, I also do a lot of wildlife photography, and I've gone up to the North Pole and all the way down to the South Pole and lost my fingers and my nose and my cheeks. I mean, lost sensation. So I've done a lot of wildlife. I do a lot of wildlife. I do a lot of fashion. And as far as filmmaking is concerned, I got involved with filmmaking in 2012, where I created this film. It went to Cannes Film Festival. I was nominated for Best Director there. I didn't win, but I was nominated. And that basically put the bug into me and made me believe that it's just a medium where it's like a 3D you can express in all different ways. So that's where I got started. 2012, I believe it was, or 2013, one of the two.
So let's talk about the project that you're working on right now. It's called Trapped. According, I think, to your website, it says it's scheduled to be released in 2023, and it is about human trafficking, I believe specifically in North Dakota, if I'm not mistaken. But please, tell us what the project is.
Well, so the reason why I say North Dakota, it's not any different in any other state, including New York or L.A. or Chicago or any state. The reason why I say it happens in North Dakota is because the story was generated from North Dakota. The girl that started to speak to me while I was shooting my other film, Before They Vanish, she came over. So this girl just shows up on set and starts to watch what we are doing and so on. And I walked over to her and I said, can I help you? And she says, no, I'm just watching. And, this thing happened for the first time, and then it happened for the second time and the third day and the fourth day. And she continued coming all the time and just watching us. So I started speaking with her, and one thing led to another, and she felt really comfortable in telling me her story, and she told me what happened with her. And that started the thought process in my mind, like, why shouldn't I tell the story? I must tell the story. Because she was like, it's very hush-hush, nobody knows about it, and so on. And then once I started to speak to people, told one person, and the other person said, oh, the same thing similar happened to me. And then I spoke to another person. It was just like, oh my God, this thing is like fire. Everybody has it. Everybody, not everybody, but I'm going to say one in four girls have gone through that. And that to me was very disturbing. And I just thought that, creating a film to that topic would create awareness within families, and maybe parents will speak to their girls at an early age about what really goes on in the world. And the goal here is to stop one teenager running away from home.
And I guess what is it that happened to this girl? And you say you think one in four. What is it that happened? Is it literally being kidnapped and trafficked somewhere? Is it running away from home and then getting into the wrong crowd? What happened exactly?
So this girl was abused at home. She was molested and raped by her mother's boyfriend. and then of course, yes, she did run away and actually fell into the hands of traffickers. So that's what happened to her. And then after that, I have interviewed about 82 to 85 girls who are involved and were involved in sex trafficking. And I have to tell you, the most of them come from abused families, come from families that they are neglected or are abusing them. And one particular girl that sits in my mind, while I was interviewing her, she was raped at the age of 11, and she really thought that this was real. That this was normal, because she didn't know, she didn't think that this was abnormal. This was the way of life, so to speak. That shook me, and I think that, you know, bringing this out and letting the parents know that they must speak to their girls or guys or boys at a very early age is something that we should do as parents.
So what is this film, Trapped? Is it a documentary? Is it a dramatization of her story? I guess, how would you describe it?
It's not a documentary. It's a feature film. And there are no real actors, I mean, no characters in there. It's a feature film. It is from, it's not a true story, because of course I've written the story myself based on true facts. So there are facts in the film which are for real, and they have happened, and we have introduced that. But it's a scripted film.
So did you bring on any, like, human trafficking experts or people in this field to help in the writing process and whatnot? What's it been like creating this this work?
I have spoken with, like I said, about 85 different girls who have gone through this, and I have generated my story through all of that. I have not brought in any expert. I have not spoken to any therapist or law enforcement. But in the passing, I have spoken to law enforcement in North Dakota, and actually Limpton, where I filmed this film, the sheriff over there was very pleased that we're doing something like that, because he also does believe that all of this happens, and it happens a lot, and bringing awareness is the right thing to do. Unfortunately, I'm not a documentary maker, and I can't do documentaries simply because I don't have the skills to do it. I am a filmmaker, and I can make films, and, you know, they're scripted. So we're trying to be as close to the events as possible, and at the same time trying to make it in a way where people will understand and try and explain things to the children.
So when do you expect this to be completed, and where can people view it if they want to check it out?
This is going to be completed sometime in October, November of this year, 2023. I will not release this until, I believe, 2024, early 2024. Because after completion, we do the premiere in North Dakota, and we're thinking of taking this film on the road, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minneapolis, Texas, the whole belt. But we'll release it on platforms. It's going to be on iTunes. It's going to be on Amazon Prime. It's going to be on Google Play. And, you know, we're going to try and work it where we can possibly have it in Netflix as well. It's going to be on DVDs and so on.
Great. Once again, director, photographer, producer, Ejaz Khan. We got to leave it there. Ejaz, thank you so much for your time. Again, the film is called Trapped, scheduled to be finished in 2023, released in 2024, about abuse, child abuse in North Dakota and beyond. Ejaz, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much, Adam.
That's going to do it for today's edition of In Touch, a locally produced feature of Dakota Broadcasting Radio. I'm Adam St. Paul.